So as we continue the Alpha series, how does God guide us? Let's just pray. Father, thank you that you do guide us. Thank you that you care for us and love us so much. Help us now to have hearts and minds open to your prompting, to your words, to your Holy Spirit, that we might hear your voice, that we might learn, and that we might be obedient. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So lots of you know that Kim and I spent most of September in America. We stayed with our daughter who lives in Los Alamos in New Mexico. We stayed at Catherine's home. It's her home territory. She's been living there for 17 months. And she had made the decisions. She'd made the decisions and booked the plane flights. She had planned the travelling that we would do over the long weekends when she was off. She'd chosen and booked the hotels. She did the driving, which was over 1,000 miles on one weekend when we went to the Grand Canyon. And most remarkable of all, she paid. She paid with her American credit card in dollars, although she's probably now pleased to say that Kim has settled up. For over 3 weeks, we didn't really have to make any decisions, except occasionally, what are we going to eat and what film are we going to watch on TV? Of course, that is not generally the case. Especially her paying, it's not generally the case. And we all, don't we, have to make decisions all the time, from small daily decisions like what we're going to wear or eat, to major decisions about relationships, jobs, money, where we live, and everything in between. And we want to get it right, don't we? We want to make the right decisions. We want to do the best that we can. We want to make wise decisions. And as Christians, we don't want to do this by ourselves. We want God to help us in those decisions. I know for myself, I only want to be in the place that God wants me to be. I only want to do the things that God wants me to do. Although I would quite like an easy life as well. And God, well, we know that God has a big plan. He created the world. Thank you. He created us. He's made plans for each of us. He's made plans that we can be with him forever if we believe and trust in Jesus' death on the cross. And God wants everyone to know about his love for them. And God deserves our worship. He communicates that with us in lots of different ways. In John 10, we read, "We are his sheep, and God calls his sheep and leads his sheep." He communicates with us. He guides us as we live our lives for him. And the more we know of God, the more our relationship grows with him, the more we will be aware of his guidance in our lives, both generally and specifically. And in those readings that we saw this morning, we saw God revealing his plans to some of his faithful people. We heard about Noah, didn't we, being given instructions to build an enormous ark, even though it wasn't raining and he lived in a dry desert. And it says, Noah did everything just as God had commanded. God spoke to Moses as well. And a bit further on in Exodus, God told Moses to go to Pharaoh, to go and tell him to let God's people go. Moses felt this was a little bit beyond him, and he objected, telling God he really wasn't very good at speaking. Perhaps somebody else could go. But God had a plan. And Moses eventually went, although Aaron did go along for good measure. God gave and revealed his plans to Noah, to Moses, and then to Jonah as well. God spoke to him. He told him to go to Nineveh. Jonah didn't argue. He just ran away instead, and he went in the opposite direction. But God had a plan. And we know things didn't work out desperately well for Jonah. There was a storm and a few days in the belly of a great fish. Eventually, Jonah was obedient and he did what God had told him. God speaks. God guides his people. Even in the New Testament, we still see that happening. God's still speaking to people, showing them the plan that he has for them that they're going to be involved in. And he tells Ananias to go to Saul. Saul had a fearsome reputation for persecuting Christians. And Ananias, again, isn't too keen on going, but he is obedient after God reveals a bit more of his plan, the plan that he has for Saul. So far, so good. We know God guides. God's been busy telling people, his people, what part they play in his plan. But as I said at the beginning, I actually want to be playing my part in God's plan. I want to be doing my part now and being in the place that God guides me. And so how does God speak to us today? How does God guide us? One of the main ways that we learn what God wants from us is by reading the Bible, God's word for his people. And that's one of the reasons that we had slightly more in the way of Bible readings today. That is the way that God speaks to his people. John last week spoke about how and why we should read the Bible, and he used 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, which says, "All scripture is God-breathed, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." By reading God's word, we can know his will for us. Now, those specific instructions that we've already read about today to particular people are not actually a detailed way that we should live our lives today. Thank you. We are not all being called to build an ark on our lawn or to travel to Nineveh. But from the Bible, we do get a pretty good idea of the instructions and the guidance that God has for us and how he wants to live our lives. And we get that particularly from those two short passages. Thank you. Can we have the next? From those two short passages that Roger and Vera read at the very end, those two last passages where we read that as Christians, as God's people, we're called to love God, to love our neighbour, and to tell others about Jesus. And that's God's general instructions to every one of us. There isn't one of us here today who God isn't saying that to. He's saying to all of us to love him, to love his people, and to go and tell other people. And of course, each one of us has to work that out for ourselves in the places that we find ourselves, with the people that we meet. And that is different for each one of us. We're all in different places. We all meet different people. But those are the things that God wants us to put into practice as we live our lives for him. And it sounds easy, doesn't it? One little slide telling us what God wants us to do. But of course, it takes a lifetime to put into practice. And I'm sure we can think of many other passages in the Bible that give us general guidance about how God wants us to live. There's the Ten Commandments. There's wise sayings in Proverbs and in Psalms. In fact, in any of the verses of the Bible that we read, as we read them before God, he can speak to us through those passages, through those verses, if we allow God's Holy Spirit to prompt us. I can remember when God seemed to be prompting me to explore ordination. I kept coming across that story of Moses, where he was saying to God, he really couldn't do this. And why was God asking him to do that? And that seemed to be the same for me. But the story of Moses seemed to crop up in so many different places. And over the course of a few months, it cropped up in home group, in my daily Bible readings, in meetings I was in. And eventually, I think I got the word from God, really, that I needed to explore. So God speaks to us through his word and through his Holy Spirit prompting us. As Christians, each one of us has the Holy Spirit living in us and prompting us and helping us and guiding us and being with us and encouraging us. And we need to learn to recognize the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to recognize his voice. And we do this by spending time with God. We do this by reading his word, by praying, by praising, by listening. You know, perhaps as you read your Bible, perhaps as you have something come in on your emails, your Bible passages, perhaps as you read Every Day with Jesus early in the morning, there may be a Bible verse that jumps out at you, and perhaps God wants to say something through that Bible verse. It may be something you have to hold on to recognize the importance of it. Perhaps as we're reading something or making a decision, we feel really peaceful about it. We may also feel very troubled about it. Perhaps the Holy Spirit's prompting us when we feel peaceful that that is the right thing to do. That may be the right thing to do. Sometimes if we're not peaceful or uncomfortable, God may be saying, you need to think about this a bit more. Sometimes as we pray, we might get a word or we might get a picture. We might sometimes get an audible voice speaking to us that helps us to make a decision. And the direction that we're led in, the way that the Holy Spirit helps us and prompts us and guides us, will always be compatible with what God says in the Bible. So if it is something that's loving and kind, it could well be what God's asking you to do. But if it is something that is wrong or hateful, then that will not be the way that God is leading you, because that is against God's plans, that is against God's character, and that is not part of God's love. So God's word, the Holy Spirit, all help us as we develop a relationship with him, as we allow him to work in our lives. And then sometimes, this is coming from Nikki Gumbel's book, The Alpha. Sometimes there's things that happen in our life that make us think that God is getting our attention. I need to do something about this. It may be God closes a door. We may have decided that we were going to do something, and then we start to do it, and then it really perhaps doesn't feel right. But on the other hand, it could be something we're not quite sure. We start to try to do it, and then that all seems to flow. Nikki Gumbel, in his Alpha book, recounts the time of... Thank you, if we can have the first one up. There should be... Is there a click and any words come up? No. Okay. Nikki Gumbel, in his Alpha book, says about a time when a gentleman called Michael Bordeaux received a letter from two ladies in Russia about the persecution that was happening there. And Michael Bordeaux felt compelled to go to Russia. And so this is the Holy Spirit prompting him, and doors opened, and he went to Russia. And on the first evening, when he was there with friends, he went to see a church that had been demolished as part of the persecution. And the only other two people about were two ladies on the other side of the square, and they were looking at the same pile of rubbish that had once been a church. And he felt compelled to go and talk to them, and he went back to their home. And in the conversation, he found out that these two ladies were the same two ladies who had written that letter that he had read that had encouraged him to go to Russia. That was God's Holy Spirit prompting him, leading him, and it could only have been God's timing. If he hadn't got the flights, if he hadn't got the connections, if he hadn't got there, if they hadn't made the decision to go and see that church, those two ladies may not have been there. There's no way we could have planned that, humanly speaking. But he allowed God's Holy Spirit to prompt him and to direct him. So sometimes we have to push doors. Sometimes we have to see if this is the way that God wants us to go. Another way that God helps us in our decision making is when we talk things over with other Christians, wise Christians that we trust. Ultimately, we have to make the decision, but they can be helpful and they can be praying for us as we make the decision, especially if it's a major decision in our life. And don't forget, as we seek to do God's will, as we seek to follow the plans that he has for us, that God has created each one of us. He's given us a common sense, and he wants us to use the common sense that he's given us. He really doesn't mind what you wear each day. He really doesn't mind what you have for tea. But he does mind that you're loving and kind in all that you do and all that you say. Thank you. So can you go on to the next? We have various ways of seeking God's help and guidance. And it could be any combination of the ways that God offers us, the scriptures, the Holy Spirit, other Christians, signs, common sense. It could be any of all of those. But hold on to the fact that we don't understand everything. We're not God. And we will sometimes get it wrong. A few years ago, I felt it was right to offer to be chair of governors at school. I'd been governor a few years, and I had a bit of experience, and the chair of the time wanted to give up, and it all seemed the right thing to do, and it seemed harder not to do anything than to say that I would take on that responsibility. And that's what I did. But it fairly quickly became apparent that it really was not going to work and it really was not the right decision, and I needed to graciously and gratefully step down from that role. So although we seek God's way, we do get it wrong sometimes, and God's bigger than us. He can still work through that. But isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that God wants to guide us? He wants us to be part of his plan. He wants to use each one of us so that we share his love with other people and they come to know him. It's a privilege, it's an honour, and it's what he wants of each one of us. And this is where you come into it, because this is where it would be great if we could be encouraged by a few of you being willing to come up here and to just share how God has guided you. It might just simply be a verse that you read that confirmed you needed to do something. It might be that you felt the Holy Spirit was prompting you to do something and you've pushed that door and it seems completely right. It might be a Bible verse, a picture, something somebody said, whatever it might be. And hopefully during the service already you've been allowing the Holy Spirit to prompt you. And if this is what he's asking you to do, then there will be the opportunity in a minute. We're going to sing a song, and after we've sung that song, then I'm going to ask if people would like to come up. I'm going to ask that you're brave and that you're willing. I'm also going to ask that you're brief as well. And I'm going to ask that after the service, you continue to talk to people about the way that God has prompted you. If we have so many people coming up, I'm going to have to obviously stop you. But then you can still tell your neighbour at the end of the service. And it's my prayer that everybody goes from here encouraged, that God wants to guide you. He wants to show you and wants you to be part of his plan.